This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Farm Show this weekend, we join Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Well, even though we can't get a good start on the 2013 planting season because of the rain, the calendar rolls on and it will be county fair time before you know it. In June, we'll have the Montgomery and the Macoupin County Fairs this year, and of course, we'll go through the summer months in Madison and Bond, and in August, the Effingham County Fair. Recently in Effingham, and caught up there with a couple of hard-working fair board members, including Dean Weatherall.
I went on the fair board to replace Ray Bauer, and I immediately came involved with the horse racing program, and I'm the race superintendent, which my duties are to set up the racing program and then run it during the fair week, put on the races.
We talked to Phil, your president, Phil Harkey, and he was telling us about the success of your county fair. It's pretty great to see that you guys remain such a huge part of this county.
Yes, that's our county fair is really one where the people come out, you know, and attend the events, and especially at the horse races in the afternoon, a lot of people that come to our fair are amazed at the number of people that we have in the stands to watch the horse races. And they say, well, we go to other places and, you know, there's hardly anybody there, but our stands are usually full.
So for the year ahead, in August, how many days of racing do you guys have?
We have 6 days of racing. The first 5 days of our fair, from August 4th to the 8th, we race harness racing. And then on Friday, we bring in the thoroughbreds and quarter horses, and we run them for 1 day.
So the horse industry also has recognized this area as huge, and the Illinois High School Rodeo Association also works with your fairgrounds.
Yes, they do. You know, we have a weekend in June, I believe it's in June, where the rodeo comes in and has the Illinois High School Rodeo Association. And so it's the fair gets used quite often for different ag events.
Now, when did you become a horse fan? Did you grow up with horses? Have you always been into horses?
I always liked horses, and back, I don't know, in the 80s, I said to my son one day, I always like to have a horse, wouldn't you? And we started out with a pony, and it kind of went on from there. And then one day he got a fever of driving a racehorse, and so he got involved in it. And then when I retired, he got me involved in the racing more, even though I enjoyed watching, you know, I always loved to watch harness racing. And so then I had been owner with him on horses, and we raced. And then, like you said, you know, in agriculture, the horse market's kind of dwindled a little bit, and so we kind of cut back in 2011 and got rid of the horses and went to some other things.
So what about the harness racing industry here in the state? As you mentioned, the challenges. How do you see things like here in 2013? Will there still be a lot of county fairs that offer harness racing?
I believe there are a number. I don't remember the exact one. We may be down one or two in numbers, but I think there's around 40 still fairs in Illinois that race harness racing during the summer. So there's still some chances, but the number of horses has really dwindled. You know, in the last few years, we've went from, you know, 1,000 broodmares or more in Illinois down to 400 or 500. And so, and if every one of them has a foal, that means that there's only like 400 foals for the entire state, and usually 50% of them make it to the races. So with all the number of fairs around, that's not a very big number to choose from for horses.
And I think a lot of people underestimate the economic impact that the horse industry has on this state.
It does impact the state because that affects the feed market, the hay, people who grow hay, and just a lot of other people who work in the industry, and they, there's just jobs are dwindling for them. So,
is there an answer? Do you think there's one key that could kind of bring things back around?
Well, they've been trying to do the gambling, and that just doesn't seem. I mean, each year they keep saying, "Well, we're going to get this bill through," and so far they're just not, you know, backing it. And they've gone to some other things, and now I hear there's internet gambling, which, you know, is taken away from the horse industry again. So it's just kind of bleak looking for the horse industry.
Yeah, and you hate for it to go that direction because, as we talked about, like an offering at your county fair, there's really no better way to spend some family great quality time than at the county fair and events like harness racing.
And people aren't, you know, traveling as much, you know, going out on trips. And so your county fairs are a lot of times where people come out to. You know, I feel like our fair really has a good attendance in August. And a lot of people, you know, they set that week aside to come out. And they look forward to, like, coming out to the county fair and watching the horse races and the different, you know, 4-H shows and things like that. It's a fun time.
Well, and also, like with the High School Rodeo Association in June, I'm sure all the businesses around here are sure appreciative of those people coming in from all over the country.
Oh, yes. When the rodeos and those things come to town, you know, that gives businesses more people coming in and buying products, you know, whether it be feed or, you know, going out to a restaurant to eat or staying in motels, you know, it just helps out all the businesses.
The dates again of your county fair this year and your horse racing events?
Our fair starts on August 2nd this year and runs through August 10th. And then our horse racing program begins on Sunday, August 4th at 1 o'clock. And then we race each day Sunday through Thursday with harness racing. And on Friday, we do thoroughbred and quarter horse racing, and it starts at 12 noon.
Dean Weatherall with the Effingham County Fair Board, and we look forward to the Effingham County Fair. If you would like to check out the dates of this year's Illinois County Fairs, head to the Illinois Department of Agriculture website and click on County Fairs for a complete list. It will be a great summer here in Illinois. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
And also on the Farm Show this weekend, we're talking to Amy Rozier of Hamel Co-op Grain. Amy, thank you for joining us once again on WSMI Radio. And you don't have any chicks right now, but you will be getting more, correct?
Yes, we will be getting more. We have a little break right now. We have another order hatching on May 22nd, and they will get here on the 24th. May 24th would be a Friday, so that's when they will be coming in. And it's nice to get a break because it gives us time to get everything cleaned up, disinfected. A lot of people don't think that's, you know, important, but it is really important to make sure you disinfect everything and get it all cleaned up. And, you know, sometimes you need that. So it's nice to have a little break. I enjoy having the chicks, but occasionally I enjoy a break also because we'll have them in May, at the end of May. We'll have some orders coming in June and yet in July. So.
And it's important to keep that clean because of all the other feeds you have around there.
Yeah, exactly. And then with people, like here at the store, you know, people come in and people go out. They have animals at home. Typically, if you have chickens at home, we don't let you touch the chickens because, you know, I don't know if you've washed your hands or whatever, just because I don't want to transfer anything that people might have at their own flock into the chicks that are here at the store. So I'm pretty particular about people, you know, handling the chicks.
That's right. And you have chicken trivia, I hope?
Actually, since I don't have chickens for a week or so, I was going to go to some horse trivia.
Okay, that's fine.
Since this is the horse show.
Right. That's right. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So horses have only one stomach, unlike cows, which have four stomachs. But a horse's intestines can be up to 100 feet long.
Wow.
That's a lot. A lot of feet for stuffed into an animal. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes. Hey, racing tonight?
Yes, we have racing tonight. It's been a long hiatus with all the rain and bad weather we have, but we're excited. We're going to go racing tonight. We have UMP Late Models, UMP Modifieds, UMP Sport Mods. We have the Outlaw Micro Class, the Street Stocks, and then we have Kids Mods. It's our first night for Kids Mods. We have a kids class where kids can come out and, you know, race in the modified class. So it'll be a fun night, and it's a great for Mother's Day. You know, the moms can come and see their kids race. So
that'll be all at the Highland Speedway tonight. What time will that start?
Racing starts at 7. Hot laps start at 6:30. The gates open at 5:30, and the pits open at 3.
Okay. Amy, thank you so much.
$12 for general admission for adults. Kids 10 and under are free.
Okay, great. Amy, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks to Rita Frazier for our report that we heard earlier on the Farm Show on this Saturday. And also thanks again to Amy Rozier of Hamel Co-op Green. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.